Well, after years of criticism, the Commonwealth is set to reform its regional employment scheme, the Community Development Program, or CDP. Under the scheme, many Aboriginal people have been threatened with fines and forced to perform mind-numbingly menial tasks to qualify for welfare payments, usually with no job resulting at the end. The federal government has admitted the scheme has failed, but those most affected by it say they want their voices heard on how a new scheme will be shaped to avoid a repeat of the past. Matt Bamford reports.
Inside this Aboriginal community classroom in remote Western Australia, a group of local men are learning about first aid. Attendance is mandatory for these community development program participants if they want to keep collecting government payments. It's just one activity offered under the Work for the Dole scheme. There's also labouring, art classes and TAFE courses. But this training rarely translates into a job, and keeping participants engaged is a constant struggle. Patricia Riley is chairperson of the Pandanus Park community near Derby.
The community doesn't, we don't have any activities, there's no work-ready program, there's nothing happening, there's no, not even one area is functioning properly, there's nothing.
She says residents aren't getting the support they want.
They're feeling very frustrated, you know, the income, it's suffering our people.
Unemployment is a chronic problem in remote communities. Just 36% of residents have a job, according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. The CDP was introduced in 2015 to reduce welfare dependency in remote Australia, but the focus on penalising non-participants is controversial. Damien McLean from the Shire of Nanyajaraku says it's left local people feeling powerless.
In this area, it took over $1 million in penalties off people who didn't have a lot of money.
The government was promulgating the view that all ills or problems in Aboriginal affairs were just the result of the corrosive effects of passive welfare on generations of Aboriginal people, whereas in fact it was much more complicated than that.
And despite this tough stance, unemployment levels in these communities have not improved. Now the Commonwealth is taking action. Its new remote engagement program will be co-designed with communities and trialled at 5 remote sites around the country. Damien McLean says these are promising signs.
The government have now sought reform with real community input, and I think that partnership will be very important.
Participants will still have to find work, but there's a greater focus on flexibility.
This new program is far better structured in the mutual obligation requirements, far more realistic about assessing people appropriately, and far more interested in what can happen, even in areas with very limited employment.
He's hopeful the new approach will help local people capitalise on emerging opportunities.
Working within the health service, the education department, those sorts of providers. Resource development is an issue out here at the moment. There are a couple of major projects. Tourism is increasing.
Colleen Zulian runs CDP programs through the Kalumburu Strong Women's Centre. She says domestic violence rises when residents are not engaged in meaningful work.
If the women are productive and the men are happy, we will see less domestic violence, you know what I mean? With people not being stuck in the house and it's hot and tempers rise. And if people have got something to do,
she says tailoring programs to individual communities will be crucial.
We all want to see something productive and something that works to the benefit of the people at Kalumburu. So we don't want to see it fail. So everyone will put everything behind it, but sort of needs to take into consideration here, what's here.
Back at Pandanus Park, Patricia Riley is looking forward to a change.
We need to have participants and the community people together and ask, you know, what the community needs and what these participants need, you know.
Pandanus Park Community Chairperson Patricia Riley, our reporter there, Matt Bamford.